Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the tech that's shaping our world. I'm Alex, and as always, I'm here to break down the complex into the digestible.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're thinking, probably because I'm just as curious. Today, we're exploring the fascinating world of back-end architecture patterns, from the monolithic giants to the nimble microservices and everything in between.
It's like the choose-your-own-adventure of software design, Jamie.
Exactly, Alex. But instead of flipping pages, we're deploying code. So where do we start on this adventure?
At the beginning, with the good old monolithic architecture. Imagine you're building a castle. In a monolith, everything from the dungeons to the towers is all under one roof.
Sounds simple enough, but I guess it's not all royal banquets in those castles.
Right. It's great until you want to add a new tower or expand the dungeons. Suddenly, you're moving massive stones, and it slows everything down. That simplicity becomes a bottleneck.
So if my castle or project grows, what's my next move?
That's where microservices come in. Instead of one big castle, you have a village. Each building or service is independent. If you want to add a new shop or expand the inn, you don't disturb the rest of the village.
I like the sound of that. More freedom, more flexibility, but it can't be all sunshine and rainbows, right?
Spot on. With microservices, you have to manage the village. Each service needs roads or APIs to connect them, and sometimes villagers or data get lost between places.
Ah, so you trade the royal decree for village gossip. Got it. What if I want to avoid some of those headaches?
Then you might look into event-driven architecture. It's like having a town crier announcing messages to the village. Services react to announcements or events, rather than sending requests directly to each other.
So, less gossip, more public announcements. But how do I make sure everyone hears the message right?
That's where the challenge lies. Ensuring the message is heard and acted upon correctly requires a robust system, like a well-trained flock of carrier pigeons. It's all about the setup and maintaining order.
Carrier pigeons in a tech podcast. I love it. But let's say I'm more of a nomad. I've heard about this serverless architecture. Do I still need a village?
Good question. Serverless is like setting up camp. You don't own the land. You just use it as you need. Platforms run your code on demand, manage the scaling, and you pay only for what you use.
That sounds cost efficient, but what if I suddenly get a flood of visitors? Is my camp ready?
It scales automatically, but sometimes it takes a moment to wake up, what we call a cold start. And you're depending on the landowner, which can feel a bit like vendor lock-in.
Gotcha. So every choice has its trade-offs. What about when I'm building something more experimental?
Then you might explore hexagonal architecture, where your core logic is protected by adapters. Think of it as your experimental lab, where you can swap out the equipment without blowing up the building.
That sounds like a safe space for mad scientists. Love it. But with all these options, how do I avoid turning my project into a Frankenstein's monster?
It's all about starting simple and evolving deliberately. Choose the pattern that fits your current needs, but be ready to adapt as your project grows.
Makes sense. Start with a cottage before planning the castle or village.
Exactly. And no matter the architecture, remember to keep an eye on the villagers, your data and services. Observability, testing, and security are key to a happy and healthy ecosystem.
As always, sage advice, Alex. Well, it looks like we've built quite the metaphorical kingdom today.
And it's time to lower the drawbridge on this episode. Thanks to all our listeners for joining us on this architectural journey.
Don't forget to subscribe for more tech adventures. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Keep building your castles, villages, or nomadic camps, and we'll see you next time on Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.